Good morning. Welcome to the Georgia Show. I'm Jake Roos. He's Jake Rowe. We've been doing stupid things behind the camera. the Georgia Show today brought to you by American Pride Bank. Our partners, they do a fantastic job. We encourage you to get over and check out American Pride Bank for all your banking needs. They bank for small business owners who want local, fast, flexible solutions. Whether you're looking for a loan to expand or just need everyday banking, they got you covered, and you're always talking to a decision maker at American Pride Bank. You can visit them in Athens, Alpharetta, online at American Pride Bank, AmericanPride.bank, and they are your community bank and your trusted partner. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender. We appreciate our friends at American Pride Bank. Jake Rowe, G-Day is upon us. We will have a live show on Saturday from Redstone Market. We'll talk about that later on in the show, give people some info of how they can join Dogs HQ Live. Excited about the opportunity to be out there for that. But before we get to that, man, we got to preview this game a little bit further and get into some big questions centering around G-Day. I've got some for you, and I'm interested to hear your responses, and I'll probably chime in a little bit as well along the way. Let's lead off with the first one. What you're looking for most in G-Day is blank, Jake Rowe.
I'll tell you, the number one thing I'm looking for is attendance. I wonder if, and it's not like it's that important to me, but it's almost like I'm using the Dave Ramsey thing where Dave, you know, the debt payoff thing, like pay off your smallest debt first. I'm looking for the most instant feedback I can possibly get, like the quickest low-hanging fruit feedback I can possibly get. And that is, hey, how many people show up and what's the turnout? Because I do wonder, all right, this thing's not on TV. How much does G-Day mean to people? Will they turn out and come out to get their, you know, chance to see the team for $10? Used to be free, by the way. And you just bring some canned goods for the less fortunate. Now in the NIL era, I guess you see an opportunity to raise about $400,000 by charging everybody $10, get about 40,000 people to show up and wham, bam. But yeah, that's the first thing I'm looking for. Secondly is like who makes the big plays? Like it offensively, defensively, I don't care who makes the big plays, because we've seen G-Days in the past where guys will have good games. I know I've brought it up to you before on the show. Ronnie Powell was the G-Day, right? Was the G-Day superstar back in the day. And Ronnie Powell was a running back, and he's a good little solid running back. But he would just kind of churn away with like 12, 15-yard carries and come away with 100 yards in the G-Day game. And everybody like, man, Ronnie Powell's awesome. Ronnie Powell's great. Well, it's a little different when you go out there and you just play well in a G-Day game as opposed to going out there and creating big plays or going out there, you know, picking off a pass, batting one and picking it off, those types of things. So I'm really looking at who makes the big plays, who comes up with the big plays and does it. Like Dominic, you know, Dominic, golly, I love it. Last year, that crazy catch he made to I guess, tie the game late. That was a really nice play, man. And you know, Dom ended up coming out and having a really nice year. So I that's kind of what I'm looking for, as I think that's a better indicator of who's going to help this team this year, as opposed to who goes out there and catches seven or eight, you know, or catch seven or eight passes out of the backfield in check down situations.
That makes sense to me. I can definitely get on board with that. I'm looking a lot at this edge room. I think that that's going to be something to really kind of keep an eye on. Not necessarily that they're going to be back there rattling people's teeth, but what does this room look like beyond Damon Wilson, who was expected to be an absolute superstar for you this year? Is this a chance for Quintavious Johnson to kind of move to the front and get out there and kind of make his presence felt? We heard a lot about him last year. I want to see him kind of on the hoof and in action. You know, does he have that speed? Is he able to crash the edge? I think that, you know, the pass rusher is one of those things that you hear people in the Georgia world consistently kind of begging for. Can we get a guy to affect the quarterback? Well, I think you've got a chance with a guy like that. And I'm interested to see, like I said, what that room looks like beyond the Damon Wilson era. I've got a couple other things. Of course, I want to see Ryan Puglisi throw, and I want to see how the ball looks coming out of his hands in some kind of live fire situations. That second safety position, how they handle that with all those guys who transferred in, will be an interesting one too. But, you know, for me, it's I'm kind of defensively minded because I feel like there's some uncertainty where we're not typically dealing with it on that side of the ball. You're muted there, Grandpa.
It's been a long time. Now we're 0 days without incident. Here we go.
We're going to have to get one of those Woody Page whiteboards for you in the back.
I was looking at Palmer had made a graphic of me with a watermark of a microphone crossed through over the top of it and sent it to me. And I saw it in my phone yesterday when I was looking for some pictures. It was hilarious. We're also both looking for the same thing in regards to the structure of the teams. You know, are they going to go traditional first team offense, first team defense? Or are they going to mix and match? And
I anticipate that, to be honest.
I do, but God, they've done it the same way for so long. I kind of don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like these players didn't know this before. We're not in the first year of the transfer portal here. If they didn't do it last year, then I don't know. That's kind of the way I look at it. Our man Dylan Brooks chiming in. I've had this on the screen for a little bit. Our co-host here, because Dylan is always around, and we very much appreciate that. I'm looking for who will illegally film and stream it.
Me too.
Yeah, well, they'll find that person. they will. And I hope that person lives to tell about it. Honestly,
they'll be tied up under the biology building.
Yeah, I mean, I think you'd be better off taking a phone into the Masters, trying to get one in,
beaten with a sack of oranges.
But yeah, so I mean, there's a lot. There totally is a lot that we could be looking for there. But I will say, you know, unpacking it all when it's all said and done, you talk about after the game and all that stuff. The number one thing would probably be what you're talking about. Well, do they change course and do something different? And do they, and I really look at it at the safety position. I don't want to get bogged down on this for too long, but I think right now, if Georgia were to play a game, there's no doubt in my mind, Ja'Cory Thomas would be that second safety and Jonel Aguero would play star. I don't necessarily know that it's going to pan out that way long-term, but I also understand that Adrian Maddox, Jaden Harris, and Zion Branch to a lesser extent, because there's something else tying him to Georgia other than his playing time right now. All three of those guys are apt to just go at the end of spring if they don't think they're going to play. And I think getting Adrian Maddox and Jaden Harris was a very smart move for Georgia in that regard, because both of them are Georgia natives and they've gotten to come back and be closer to family. And so they've gotten probably a chance to make some connection here in the last few months that they weren't able to do when they were at Miami and UAB and those things. But will they mix and match those guys to not necessarily keep them happy, but to prevent making them mad? You know what I mean? Like, to prevent ruffling the feathers. And that's something else I'll be looking for as well.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. Jake Rowe, the main storyline everyone is going to be talking about most after G-Day is what?
Dogs HQ's coverage, because, you know, listen, it's going to be tough. A lot of everybody's going to get to see it, but a lot of people can read Dogs HQ. So I feel like everybody's going to be talking about our coverage when it's over.
That's fair.
Rusty Mansell is going to have so much stuff for you from G-Day. It's going to be unbelievable.
No doubt. I'm going to say that the storyline everyone's going to be talking about is going to be the trenches. I think that's probably the offensive and defensive line. Who do you see kind of march out their first team? Who do you see kind of, you know, looking good on the hoof? Is it going to be, you know, some of these young guys? What ends up happening, you know, with the rotations on some of this stuff? I mean, can you imagine the thought if people think, like, let's assume that they work from the traditional place, right? And it's first team versus first team. Can you imagine a situation where maybe Juan Gaston comes out there early on and is able to kind of take that step in front of a Sanford Stadium? That's going to create an immense amount of hype for him. I'm not saying that I expect that to happen necessarily. I don't think it's totally off the radar that it could, but I do think that that's something that people will be talking about in a big way. How do those guys kind of look coming out of the gate? I think that that's one of those things that people pointed to so much last year, was the trench play, the offensive line play, the inconsistencies we saw there. I think that that's going to be something that's really going to kind of capture hearts and minds after this game.
Yeah, and in full seriousness, I totally agree, especially for me D-line-wise, because I think O-line, they can mix and match. I don't really expect Georgia to be a finished product on the O-line. I wonder if Drew Bobo is going to play. Because I know he didn't participate in the second scrimmage. He had a hyperextension of his knee in the first scrimmage, and he missed a week. So will they be careful and kind of hold him out? I'm not really sure there. But, I mean, listen, Georgia's already down Daniel Calhoun. They're already down Monroe Freeling.
Right.
I don't think they're going to be a finished product on the O-line. In fact, I told somebody this going into spring. I thought it might be good for this O-line to struggle a little bit this spring because it didn't last spring. And I'm telling you, man, there's something to – and it's not just – you can say it's Stacy Searles. That's fine. Like, criticize the guy you want. He's got a lot of money. He'll be just fine. All right? He's not going to be struggling to feed his family or whatever. And I swear to God, he doesn't care what Joe Brown says about how well he can coach O-line. Mack Brown and Nick Saban and Kirby Smart and all these people have – Mark Richt have hired him over the years. He's a good coach. But if you think he's failing, that's cool. Sam Pittman did too in 2019. That O-line was terrible compared to what it should be. It had two first-round offensive tackles. Two first-round offensive tackles. They couldn't run the ball. They had a guy on that O-line that was drafted in the fourth round to play guard. They had a guy that was drafted later on to play center in the fifth round. I mean, that they had draft picks all across that O-line.
Sure.
And they weren't very good. And I think it was for the exact same reason. They all had starting spots. They were all at 70% of their best, better than the next guy, and they weren't their best selves. And I think this happened, plus injuries happened to the 2023 group. And I think getting chewed out, I think failure, I think struggles are good for Georgia up front. And I would like to see them bounce back. Like, I would like to see them play well and hold their own in the G-Day game like they had did in the last scrimmage. But at the same time, I would also like to see, how's Jordan Hall look? How does Jordan Thomas look? You know, like, we haven't seen him in a while. Justin Green's a guy I want to get a look at. Yeah. Because when you start talking about Georgia and the edge position, the DN sure. position, everybody's like, oh, is it Joseph Jonah Ajanye and that's it? And I'm like, no, Justin Green is a good player. And we had some good things to say about him last preseason. Another thing is, Jake, who are those one or two guys that we've heard nothing about this spring that show up, play really well, and the coaches say, yeah, he had a hell of a spring? Because we never get a chance to mention them all. We never
do. Yeah, and it's inevitable that always happens.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody always pops through in these situations. And look, somebody's going to come out and do something ridiculous or look great, and people are going to
– probably me.
Maybe this is the guy, you know? So I get it. Happens every year. Speaking of happening frequently, we need to go to our partner who we talk about very frequently on the show, and that's MyPerfectFranchise.net, Andy Ludicky and the boys over there. Look, are you a displaced corporate executive wanting to put your career in your own hands? Perhaps you're an experienced entrepreneur and you want to diversify. Well, Andy Ludicky and MyPerfectFranchise.net can help you. He's a huge college sports fan. He's a franchise veteran. He's owned multiple franchises and businesses. He takes all that knowledge, all that expertise, and he helps other people find their American dream through a very thorough consultation and evaluation process. So you can call him, put your life and career in your own hands, and best of all, his services are 100% free to you. You got nothing to lose. You got freedom to gain. Find your perfect franchise today at MyPerfectFranchise.net. That's MyPerfectFranchise. .net.
I'll hit my man Big Daddy Dog here. I agree. Wide receivers, tight ends will shine. Running back passes out of the backfield. 60-70 passes is low, brother.
I think so too.
Yeah, they're probably gonna throw it over 100 times, considering all the quarterbacks. I think it was right at that last year. It was something around the 85 to 90 area. But yeah, 60-70 is probably a little low on that. It sounds super high, but
somebody's going to see Colter Ginn out there this week and be like, maybe that's the guy now.
Hey, you know? Listen, Colter Ginn's probably going to be Georgia's number three quarterback this year. And they do like him. They do like him a lot. And hey, listen, if you want to complain about walk-on quarterbacks, don't. All right. I'm not the person to listen to that.
All right. Speaking of players out there, Jake, I want to know the player you're most excited to see. Who has Jake Rose full attention going into G-Day? Who will you be watching?
Dwight Phillips. I'm always going to be looking for Dwight Phillips because I heard he's had a good spring out of the backfield catching passes. They're going to get him loose on a wheel route. And I always want to see, I guess we never really got to see Arian do it. You know, like, we never got to see him ball in hand, you know, as fast as you can possibly go.
Right.
I just love seeing that. I always think back to Brandon Smith against South Carolina in 2009, I think it was. Maybe I'm wrong on that. That end around when he gets going north and south and gets to just turn on all the jets. I look it up sometimes and just watch it just to get myself fired up because he's so fast. And Dwight Phillips is that fast. So I would like to see Dwight Phillips get going. That's the one that is the one number one guy that I'm most excited to see. I know a lot of people would say Ryan Puglisi too, but these scrimmage settings, when you are throwing the football every down, it's just very rare that, and we've seen Stetson, Jake Fromm, Jacob Eason, Carson Beck, I mean, Justin Fields, JT Daniels, we've seen them all. And nobody just – the best we've ever seen was probably 2023 Carson Beck sure. because he looked really, really good. But none of the guys ever just steal the show. Nobody ever looks amazing at quarterback.
Yeah, that's completely fair. I think for me, and this is kind of a cop-out because he's been the most hyped guy through the spring, but I just want to see him deliver in front of everybody. That's Bo Walker. I want to see Bo get out there and kind of do it in front of everybody and see if it matches what we've heard all spring about him and what he's been able to do. I think that if that's the case, he's going to be one of those guys that people have like on the forefront of their mind. They're going to be salivating to see more of. You know, I feel like it's at a frenzy already, like to some degree back behind the scenes, people are really dying to see what Bo Walker can do based on what we've heard out of practice. So I want to see him kind of be that guy. I'm also quite excited to see DeMello Jones and Ellis Robinson. And if there is any kind of clear indicator between those two of who's further along, you know, we didn't necessarily get a heavy dose of them last season. They're super hyped guys. They're guys who have all the talent in the world. Is there kind of a clear edge when you get them on the field and going up against some of Georgia's top receivers in front of the, you know, in front of the student section?
Totally. Nathan Johnston right here. Sorry, I didn't mean to spill your last name, but I know exactly who you are, man. can't wait to see you guys on Saturday morning. Nathan's gonna be one of those guys. I'm going to try to get him on camera and get him to talk to us a little
bit. This man, Jay Grillo, out here blowing the incognito for you, Nathan. Sorry about that.
Hey, listen, Nathan's got a face like a Hollywood superstar, okay? And he's got a great – he's an awesome dude. And I'm going to see if we can get him co-hosting on the show. At least on Saturday to get him on and get him talking. Me and Rusty will go eat for a little bit. And he can
class the joint up a little bit.
Yeah, class it up. But Nathan, we can't wait to see you either, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, what's next?
So Jake Rowe, your prediction, the player everyone is going to be talking about after G-Day is who?
You saying my name, like my first and last name, has got me thinking about like Joey Diaz. Like he always like the comedian. Like I see the things and they're always talking about he calls Tom Segura. Hey, Tom Segura. Hey, Bert Kreischer. So he's always calling people by their first and last name. It's cracking me up. The player everyone's going to be talking about after GA is Gunnar Stockton, one way or the other. Either it's not going to matter what he does. If he blows the roof off the joint, there is no roof. So I don't think he's got to worry about that. If he's awesome, people will be talking about it. If he's not great, people are going to be really talking about that. And if he's kind of mediocre, people are really going to talk about that too. So I think Gunner is going to be picked apart, and that's who everybody's going to talk about. I'll say beyond that, it's going to be one of those twin tower receivers. I'll throw CJ Wiley in there because at some point, one of those guys is going to get a chance to make a 50-50 catch. And hey, fans love it. I love it. I've always said this for the longest time. There's so much value to a receiver who doesn't have to be open to make big plays. And Georgia's got some guys that I think are a little bit more well-equipped to make that happen this year as opposed to last.
Dylan Brooks with a great pick. Colby Young. I imagine that there will be some cheers if Colby Young's able to make a good grab. People will be excited about seeing him for sure. For me, I'm going to go with one of these freshmen. And I don't know that it's a guy that we're just going to see like making wow plays. But I think on the hoof, people are going to say, oh, my God, that guy is different. I think it's going to be Elias Williams. I think that because of the way that he's put together, you know, it's that kind of – it's he's not Darnell Washington big necessarily in terms of, like, weight. He's a bit more slender than that. But in terms of size, you put a guy like that out there as big as he is – he's going to pop off of the screen. I was going to say he's not going to be on the screen, but he's going to pop off the field, I think, to a lot of people. I think that people are going to be kind of running for some Elias Williams stock after this one and saying that's a different kind of body we got out there. And I mentioned him earlier in the show, too. I'll go with another freshman. I think that's Juan Gaston. I think that he's a guy who people are going to see on the hoof, get out there and really kind of be impressed with how he's built. You did it again.
You have to mention that. I knew it that time. I was trying to do some things behind the scenes over here and produce. I got something I want to pull up for everybody to see. But yeah, Juan Gaston is kind of having that cap of spring. Right. And I don't think right now he would have the trust to throw him out there and start game one. I think they maybe earn some time or whatever, but come fall, a chance to let everything that he's learned this spring and all the mistakes and all the, you know, the chewing outs and all that stuff to kind of settle in and learn a few things, get his body right to lose about 20 more pounds. I think that's a good pick. I think that I'm really interested in seeing him.
Well, and the thing about it is too, for me with both of those guys, is it just doesn't take a lot of football knowledge to look at them and say, those are different human beings, right? And to me, that's kind of what gets people going. There aren't just a ton of people that are going to be watching out there and being like, oh my God, he looks like so quick on the kick step, you know? But you see him line up next to another large human being and how large he is comparatively, that's the kind of thing. It's, you know, that it's that old adage of like, can you take somebody who knows nothing about football, take them to a game and say, pick out the player? I think that those guys are going to look like the NFL players.
Yeah. Well, when you said that, you almost went like Scoops Callahan, like, oh, come out there and see him do the
champ.
Yeah. Oh, look at him. Look at the kick step. Oh my God. Like a dancing bear. That's kind of where you were. I feel like you were really headed that way and you corrected yourself. So
if you're going out to G-Day on Saturday, you're going to need some sunglasses. There's no question about it. Should be a beautiful day out in Athens. And if you need some new sunglasses, our friends at Sunheist got them for you. And they just hooked me up with my own pair. So let's take a look. All right.
You can't have these. Roos is not, these are not for sale. The ones
that we're so here. Comes with the beautiful case. Very nice. Very, very chic. I mean, listen, I've owned some expensive sunglasses in my time. They don't always come with the case. All right. They come off the rack. You don't get the case. Come with the little bag. Very nice, keeping it very safe. And then you pull out these absolute beauties, the Cottonwoods full mirror.
I love those lenses, man. Yeah, those are slick.
Yeah.
Those are slick. And I've heard from a few people that have ordered from Sunheist, and they were like, man, these are phenomenal. Like, we really enjoy these. And one thing I do want to say, if you're coming out to Redstone and you're going to see us in person, they're retail there. But you better try them on and go over to sunheist.com. Going to go DogsHQ20 to save 20% on them.
DogsHQ20. Go check them out. Come try them on Redstone. We got the promo code. You got the little microfiber cleaning towel that comes with it.
You've got the bag that's a cleaning tool in and of itself. You also get your own cleaning towel. Get you nice towels too.
I got a couple stickers as well.
Yeah,
very nice stickers and. Got the little sunglasses necklace.
Hey, what color is that?
What, this thing?
Yeah. That's great. Oh, man, you got a different color than I got.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Great. Mine's black, which is fine because I'll dirty it up pretty quick. But, I wore mine all day at the Masters yesterday.
I feel like Officer Fireville with these on, man. I feel
Leader of Cola.
Leader of Cola. Yeah. So
Team Ramrod.
Yeah. Listen. I've been loving them. The polarization is excellent. A great, great product. Great folks. They stand by what they make. They're super involved in the community. They're out of Jefferson, Georgia. They're planting trees to help the environment as well, along with all they do. Get over there to sunheist.com. Use our promo code DOGSHQ20 for 20% off your first purchase. And look, you'll love them as much as we do. I'm telling you, they're a great, great product. Great people to work with. And they sent me mine, Jake. I got them in about 2 days after I told you I needed them. So, I mean, they're quick on the draw with it, too.
They are, man. Shane and Mary are first-class individuals. Like, Shane and Mary are the type of people that if they created a pair of sunglasses that were just okay, you would want to hook them up. but they also are incredible people that have made an incredible product. And I'm probably going to end up with three or four pair before it's all over, because I like to have kind of different styles. But the one thing that I will say that it has impressed me most is I wore those sunglasses all day long, and I don't think I took them off maybe once or twice when you're walking through some heavy shade at the Masters yesterday. Like, I had the things on my face right there because I never took them off. I didn't even realize I had them on. They're so lightweight. But listen, we've gone on and on about it. I'm sure Shane and Mary appreciate that. Maybe everybody's listening doesn't. But these things are awesome. Come check them out for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jay Grove, big recruiting weekend on tap for the Dogs. Some official visits taking place. They've got several guys. Rusty's got the visit list up and running over at Dogs HQ. You can come check out the full thing. A couple of official visitors, Jaira Edwards coming in as Malachi. One of the top safeties in the country, Malachi, coming from Hawaii, not typically a place Georgia's pulled from, but Steve Wilfong seems to think that there might be a little buzz around Georgia. They might be in the running, right? So interested to see how that one goes. They were supposed to have Javian Osborne. He canceled all his OVs. He's down to two schools instead. One of the guys I'm really intrigued by, and I'll give this name away because it's on the board, or I'll give it away since it's on the board, and give you a little preview, is Jamarcus Harrison, man. Look, if you're not following that kid at East Hall, go turn the tape on of Jamarcus Harrison, man. I think that that guy screams second quarterback in this class. I'm not saying you take him. I think that he is a little bit of a developmental guy. I think he's going to have to, you know, kind of get there a little bit. But, man, he makes some incredible plays out of East Hall. Really like that kid. Excited to see him in. And I think that, too, this is one of those things, Jake, where we've seen over the years, guys will continue to pop up. We won't have every name on the visit list. There will be guys that kind of sneak in, slide in. People don't want their commits visiting other places. There will be big-time guys that decide last minute that they want to come, and Georgia will be able to accommodate it. But another big weekend here for the Bulldogs to kind of show proof of concept, get these guys on campus, and they've got that big advantage, which you mentioned earlier this week, no production meetings, no setting up for ESPN, no getting with SEC Network. They're going to be able to focus a lot more time on these recruits. Also, Georgia has a big target committing this weekend in Keelan Jones, safety out of Sprayberry. Big hitter, guy who gets out there, very physical. What a dominant.
Another guy that I would say reminds me a ton of Javon Bullard. Just another guy that's kind of in that same mold.
I love that he's kind of become that name, right? Yeah. I love that Javon Bullard has become like, this is a guy you want to be like.
Here's a funny thing, and I'll tell people this because Matt told it to us a long time ago, and I don't think he would mind me sharing this, but in that class, right, there was Javon Bullard and there was Kamari Lassiter. And at one point there were serious discussions as to, hey, I don't think we're going to be able to take both of these guys, or, hey, we're not going to take both of these guys. And they were trying to figure out which one, and they ended up with both of them, and they're absolute studs. Yeah. So that it just works out that way sometimes. And it is cool because when Javon Bullard committed to Georgia, Georgia fans didn't really know a whole lot about the kid.
I mean, I remember it quite well, actually. It was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was in like, it was COVID. And I remember we'd heard his name mentioned. And I think at the time, his other biggest offer and the school that was pursuing him the hardest was Louisville. Yep. And at that time, Georgia was not in the running with Louisville for a lot of guys.
Nah.
And that was one of those that people, definitely gave kind of a head scratcher to. Baldwin, not necessarily one of the powerhouses you think of in high school football in the state of Georgia.
It's just weird when you say Baldwin. I don't think anybody – I think people from Milledgeville think about it. But when I think about Milledgeville, I don't think Baldwin County. It's one of those one of those towns that's almost like it should have – shouldn't have a county. I just don't think about what county it's in, because there's nothing else.
Oh, sure. County. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's several counties down there that I have no idea what they are. But I think that, Keelan Jones definitely brings that. God bless the quarterbacks playing against Sprayberry secondary this year, man. Jordan Edmonds back there, Mark Manfred, you got Keelan Jones back there. They got a dynamic group in that back there. And so I think that it's going to be one of those. Albert W., I think of the Crazy Asylum.
The Crazy Asylum. That's kind of redundant, Albert.
That's probably what we could retitle this show to some degree.
Yeah,
Anyway, Keelan Jones, definitely one to watch. Florida in the mix for that one as well. But the Dogs feel like they've been trending for some time there. So I'm really looking forward to seeing where he ends up landing. I think Dogs like how physical he is. In-state guy, Bulldogs have been after him heavy for some time.
Yeah, for sure. And listen, if you haven't seen what Steve Wiltfong posted over at Dogs HQ yesterday about some guys kind of trending in Georgia's direction, there's a dude here mentioned in the comments. That guy right there, his first name is spelled wrong, but that doesn't matter. He's got a little update on Derek Cooper and a few other guys that I think Georgia fans are definitely going to want to read. So if you're not a member, go check it out. It's definitely worth picking up. Again, $1, 7 days. If you don't like it at the end of that, which I'm pretty confident you won't feel this way, just cancel after 7 days. We don't care. But, you know, give us a shot. It's a good time. It's a good time.
Absolutely. Jake Rowe, let's wrap it up here with a little bit. Before we get to our last topic, we need to mention our G-Day celebration at Redstone Market. This Saturday, you can come out and meet us. I won't be there. I'll be hosting and producing the show from home. But Jake Rowe will be on site. Rusty Mansell's on site. Jeremy Johnson's supposed to be in the house.
Yeah, who's Jeff?
We're hoping Jeff Sintel's going to be there. We haven't told him about it.
His name is Jeff. Yeah, we're going to go kidnap Jeff Sintel.
This is like in Wayne's World when they just book Aerosmith and hope that they show up. So yeah.
we'll book Jeff Sintel. We'll kidnap him. We can't put a black bag over his head though because we don't want to mess up his hair.
So. Jake Rowe's going to bring a Masters vest and try to lure him in. So
yeah, I'll just hey Jeff, come on over here. We love that guy, by the way.
We would love it if he showed up. Go back and watch Bark After Dark with Jeff Sintel. That was a great episode.
Yeah, he talked all that Larry Munson talk. If Jeff shows up and wants to hang, he can definitely do that. But I'm sure they've got bigger fish to fry.
But the Dogs HQ crew will be in the house at Redstone Market. You can get out there. Jake, what time are you getting out there for the people to come?
I'll be out there by 8:30 at the very latest. I'll be out there. We'll be setting up. We're going to have a tent, and we're going to set up a live show. Rusty, Jeremy, and myself are going to be tag teaming off of the live show, kind of stationary, and then we're going to be moving around about kind of the area out there and showing folks periodically throughout what they've got available in terms of food, drink, other things. And listen, it's going to be, I don't want to spend too much time on this. It's going to be a full day. There are going to be fuel discounts for people coming in and out of town. I think upwards of around 40, 50 cents a gallon. So if you want to fill up on the way in or fill up on the way out, there's going to be live music. There's going to be stuff going on out there throughout the day. So if you miss it on the way in, you're just going to miss us, which, you know, listen, it's a big miss, but you know, we're only going to be there on the way in.
Probably miss some great breakfast too.
Yeah. Awesome breakfast, dude. Their grits are out of this world. They're so good, but they're going to be there on the way out too with some live music. If you want to pick up some stuff to go grill out on Sunday for the Masters or whatever, they're going to have Masters gift packs. They're going to have ready-made DIY grill packs where you can, you know, order one and grill it up later, or that you can have one ready-made for you to go in. And the brisket Philly at Redstone Market is unbelievable. Ooh. It's so good. So smoked briskets, you know, diced up onions, peppers, all that stuff. Delicious. Go check it out.
I want somebody just to come follow Jake Rowe around and watch him like snack on things all day. I want to know how many bites Jake Rowe takes in a day.
Dude, listen, I'm tired of this. Okay. I'm getting angry at you people. I've lost like 40 pounds and all everybody talks about is how much I eat. Like my feelings are hurt. And I guess I'm going to have to get on Mounjaro or something and lose like 80 pounds before people stop thinking of me as a fat boy.
I'm as hungry as I've ever been. I'm as hungry as I've ever been.
that is my go-to. I'm as hungry as I've ever been. That's the go-to. But no,
though. Redstone Market. Be out there at 8:30 before G-Day. Come hang at Redstone Market after G-Day. It's going to be a great, great time. A lot of great food. A lot of fun, man. Jake Rowe's going to be dancing.
Dude, Bernie.
It's going to be phenomenal. All right. Wrapping things up here, a little hoops on this big, big weekend. for Georgia football.
Can I share something with the audience here real quick, just so you know, and I know I'm the off-topic king. Roos and I agreed on the front end of the show that I was going to produce and that he was going to, like, handle the hosting and everything duties. I've been such a poor producer. He's also producing the show right now.
So. I'm doing it all. I'm
He's doing it all.
Do your thing. Yeah, you just sit over there and entertain the people.
I thought you were going to say look pretty.
No, I was not going to say that. So Asa Newell opts to go pro. The Savo kid, Drezcik? Is that how you did the last
yeah.
name? I wasn't even sure how to say his last
I guess.
Name. He's transferred out. Look, I think he makes the fourth transfer from the team. Asa Newell opts to go pro. They've got one transfer coming in, and Jeremiah Wilkinson out of Cal, sixth man of the year ACC. Good player that for him to pick
yeah.
up. But Asa Newell, I mean, they've lost some pieces here, Jake, and Asa probably chief among them. I don't know that this was totally unexpected. I think that people felt like coming off the season that he had that he might kind of opt to take this route. But where does this kind of all put Georgia basketball right now? I mean, they're at a net negative, it seems.
Well, here's what we have to consider, too. There's also some good news, and it's Blue Kane and Dylan James have also announced that they are coming back. Yeah. Now, your top two scorers are gone, Silas Demery and Asa Newell. Now, Silas, you can safely assume, got an incredible opportunity financially and, you know, to play at UConn for Danny Hurley. That's a really good opportunity. So I get that. I think they also lose Dakota LaFue and Justin Abson. So those things are kind of out of the mix as well. But, you know, there's still a long way to go as far as the portal goes. Nothing completely unexpected has gone down. The most unexpected thing I would say is Asa Newell. Silas Demery, you know, transferring. But even then, gave Georgia a couple good years, came out at the end of the year. You're always going to have to replace a lot of key pieces in college basketball these days. That's the way it goes. Because if your players are good enough and they're good enough to be key players, then they're probably thinking about playing pro ball. And if they're not, then people are probably coming after them. So, Georgia's able to keep some of its core around, which is very solid. They've got a good group of freshmen coming in. They just have to finish this portal strong. Right now, it is a net negative, but they still got to add probably 3-4 more pieces via the portal to get to kind of where they want to go. And, hey, there's a lot of Mike White talk going on right now with
probably deservedly so.
With Florida winning the national, I guess. But, you know, Florida wins the national championship, and that's great, man. They did an awesome job. They did a good job hitting on their evaluations and the guys that came in. This team got better as the year went on, all of that stuff. But at the end of the day, 6 wins the year before Mike White took over to doing something that only 6 Georgia teams have ever done. That's win 20 games in the regular season. Next steps. Mike White, I believe, has earned plenty of opportunity to see and to take those next steps. And so that's where we are now. And Georgia basketball has some key pieces to replace. Now, if Georgia replaces those key pieces and gets back to the tournament, replaces those key pieces and wins 20 games in the regular season again, then we're starting to talk about a relevancy thing here going on. And if Mike White doesn't end up being the guy, at least the job is not a disaster for the next guy to have to take on. And it's more attractive. And I don't know if Mike's going to get them there, but I do know he is a Sweet 16 head coach and has gotten a team there. And he's gotten teams to the NCAA. And he lost in the first round this year for the first time in his entire career. So, again, the jury is still out. But I don't see how anybody can look at the team and say he's done a poor job. There are a handful of games that they should have won, but I think a lot of teams can say that.
Is Georgia, do you view this next season, though, as crucial for Mike White?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I think they need to be a tournament team again. I'm not saying it's tournament or bust or anything like that, but I mean, I think they need to make, if they can make the tournament for a second straight year, hell, I can't remember the last time Georgia did that, period.
Sure.
So let's say that. But if they can do that with the pieces that they've had to replace, I think it's a very positive thing. And I know we're in a different era of college basketball where you can quicker flip a team than you could when Bruce Pearl took over at Auburn. But y'all, Bruce Pearl just took Auburn to, I think, say his second Final Four in 4 years or second Final Four in 3 years, something like that. His first 3 years at Auburn were pretty atrocious, man. They were well under 500 overall in his first.
I wanted to research your question real quick. The last time Georgia made back-to-back tourneys, 2001-2002.
Yeah. And by the way, I think they had to bow out of one of those tourneys.
Yes, I believe so.
They got in trouble. But Tony
that was their two. Yes.
That'll always blow my mind. It's how Georgia got in trouble over a guy that wasn't even a very good basketball player. So
classic.
But I do remember watching that team, and that team was so entertaining. Jarvis Hayes is an absolute baller. And those were the days for sure.
Absolutely. Guys, look, big weekend here. We got you covered wall to wall at Dogs HQ. Your recruiting visit list is up and running. Jake Rowe, Jeremy Johnson, Rusty Mansell be on site at Redstone Market on Saturday. I'll be hosting the show, so we'll be back with you 9 a.m. on Saturday is the plan. So get over here to the YouTube channel. Come hang out with us.
By the way, let me add something here real quick.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen these. Might be giving a few of these away. So these are from Rusty here. So
swag.
And by the way, that is Redstone right there. If you haven't seen it yet, it's absolutely gorgeous. So yeah. It's a really cool spot. But yeah, that swag right there looks awesome. I'm digging that white t-shirt. You know, now that I've lost a little bit of weight, I don't mind wearing white t-shirts.
Sure. Dylan says, thank y'all boys. Back to work I go. Appreciate you taking some time away from your boss. A little time theft here on Dogs HQ Plus today. Guys, get over, hang out with us this weekend. Like I said, full coverage of G-Day this weekend. We'll be also covering all the aftermath of it as well. We'll be talking to recruits, the whole nine yards, man. We got you covered. Get over to the Dog Walk message board, hang out with us, check out the visit list, come hang at Redstone, go visit Sun Heist, go visit MyPerfectFranchise.net, go to AmericanPride.bank. Come support the people who support Dogs HQ. We appreciate you guys. We look forward to seeing you soon, Saturday morning. We'll be back with you then. Have a great day.